From the lakefront to the riverfront, this is where Wisconsin sports fans come to talk. The Bill Michaels Show, named Best Radio Show in the Wisconsin Broadcasters Awards for Excellence. Now, here's your host, Bill Michaels.
Welcome, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We are glad you're on board today. Good day to you. Radio Joe across the way, I'm Bill Michaels. You can always track us down on Twitter, @Bill_Michaels, @Bill_Michaels, @RadioJoeSports. You can find us simply by downloading the radio.com app on any mobile device you may have. You can also find us on the Facebook fan page. That's The Bill Michaels Show on Facebook. The Bill Michaels Show on Facebook. Follow us there. And don't forget the website. That's where all the links are. Go to BillMichaelsSports.com. That's BillMichaelsSports.com. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Cousins. Cousins Subs, that's where they believe in better. The official sub sandwich of the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network. Don't forget, you want to go to the Ultimate Tailgate Party and also win yourself some Cousins Subs for a year. They're going to send you to the Badgers game in the battle for Paul Bunyan's axe. Go to CousinsSubs.com/Badgers. That's CousinsSubs.com/Badgers. Time now for Buy or Sell. Let's do it.
In the world of sports, a lot of people say a lot of things. But does it pass the big unit test? Let's play Buy or Sell. Brought to you by Bryant & Stratton College Athletics, offering athletic scholarships in 12 junior college sports. Learn more at bscbobcats.com. This is the Bill Michaels Show.
All right, this is how we do it. Joe's got the questions. I'll give you the opinion, and we'll kind of go from there, see if you agree, disagree, what you're feeling out there. If you're screaming at your radio, yes, no, or indifferent. Radio Joe, what do you got?
Well, I've been screaming at this. I really haven't had a chance to talk about it on the air, but off the air I've been pretty upset about it because I think it's ridiculous. But this is kind of an either-or. Buy or sell. Lorenzo Cain getting robbed of a gold glove is more disrespectful than David Stearns not winning Executive of the Year.
Oh, boy, that's a good one right off the bat. My first reaction is to say, yeah, but I thought David Stearns, for the deals that he made, specifically down the stretch, the way he kind of put it all together, as much as it pains me, I think David Stearns getting hosed was probably the bigger travesty here. I really do. I think David Stearns deserved to be there. I think he should have been there. I think he should have won that award going away. Just my opinion. I think David Stearns, man, I think David Stearns got hosed. Just my opinion, but I think he got perfectly hosed.
You want to know who beat David Stearns?
Wasn't it Billy Beane?
It was Billy Beane.
Yeah, it's Billy Beane.
Now, how long has Billy Beane been running the Oakland A's? I understand the A's had a great year.
Yeah.
But for a guy like David Stearns to turn this organization around in a span of like 3 years.
Yeah.
Seriously?
Yep. I get it.
And each team votes on this for Executive of the Year. Like the voting is different in all these different things. Like for the Gold Glove, the manager and the coaches of each team vote for the Gold Glove. And then when it comes to Executive of the Year, that's based from the teams. And then when it comes to Manager of the Year and MVP, that's voted on by the Baseball Writers of America.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, but both of those guys, Cain especially, out of the four Brewers that were nominated for Gold Gloves, how does this guy not win a Gold Glove? He had like 20 defensive runs saved this season.
Mm-hmm.
Lorenzo Cain has never won a Gold Glove in his career. How the hell does he not get this?
I don't know.
How does Ender Inciarte? Okay, yep. He's really good, but Cain?
No, I agree. I thought he got hosed. That's what I'm saying. I thought he completely got hosed. Agree with you.
It's ridiculous.
Agree. I think David Stearns got hosed big time. I agree more so than Cain. Yeah, I do. Okay. Just because I think that what David Stearns did in a short period of time to put this team to where it is one thing. The fact that he kind of pushed some chips to the middle of the table and the deal that he did to get Christian Yelich, you know? I mean, think about it, how it would be if you'd still have Phillips and Brinson here. You know? I mean, what he did to get Christian Yelich alone. You go out and you make a deal for what is considered to be the MVP. That alone should put you over the top, and it didn't. And that's the most amazing thing about it.
Buy or sell.
I'm going to be sour about that for a while. I think that's a bunch of crap. Over to the Bucks. Buy or sell. The Bucks have gotten more out of Dante DiVincenzo than they ever did in the years of Rashad Vaughn and DJ Wilson combined.
Yeah, I'll buy that in a heartbeat. DiVincenzo is an exciting player. He really is. I like what he brings to the table. And the best part about it is he's only going to get better. So, no, I like what DiVincenzo's bringing. I'm happy about it. I'm feeling good about where he's at. So, to answer your question, absolutely positively, he has brought more to the table, given you more excitement already than what you've gotten out of those two guys. Thrilled with it. Thrilled with it. Can't wait for it to continue.
By the way, Rashad Vaughn is currently playing in the G League for the Texas Legends. May never see him in the NBA.
There you go.
What a bust.
Buy or sell.
Okay, Packers. Buy or sell, they are in serious trouble at the safety position.
I'm going to sell on that, and here's the reason why. If they get some injuries, then they are. But they have guys that can play safety. You know, now, you're sitting back there going, okay, what's Kentrell Bryce and Josh Jones bringing to the table? Josh Jones, he's had a couple of good sticks and a couple of good hits in that game against the Patriots. You're now relying on Raven Green to be a part of that mix. But they can play more D-backs as it is. Josh Jackson is a bigger cat. He's more of a slot guy. He can convert into a safety. They've got some guys that can do that. Now, what would happen is if, say, Jair Alexander goes down and Kevin King goes down, then you're in serious trouble. Then your secondary has become extremely thin. But the question then would become, did you, you know, cut off your nose to spite your face with some of these disciplinary things that you wanted to kind of get rid of, some of these problematic players? So as long as you got Tremont still back, you're relying heavily now on Tremont Williams, by the way. But as long as Jair Alexander stays healthy and Josh Jackson back there and you've got some of these other guys, you're going to be okay. But what you can't afford now with eight games remaining and maybe some postseason, you can't afford two or three injuries. You can't. Otherwise, you're completely decimated back there. But are you scarcely thin? No, but you're getting there. But as long as you're healthy, you're okay. But if you don't stay healthy, you're in trouble.
Buy or sell.
The Miami Dolphins do not pose a threat to the Green Bay Packers.
No, they pose a threat. They absolutely pose a threat. Now, how much of a threat, that's yet to be seen. But the way this Packers team's playing and the fact that they can't punch the ball in, third down percentage has been low. They're racking up a lot of yardage, but not really racking up a lot of points and getting it into the end zone. Yeah, absolutely they pose a threat. They shouldn't. This should be a relatively easy game for the Green Bay Packers, but they do pose a threat. I would not take them lightly. I mean, am I going to pick the Packers to win? Yes, I'll pick the Packers to win. But am I going to pick them to win going away, say by 14 or 20? No, it's probably going to be a 3-7 point game, and people are going to panic over something like that. As long as you get a win, but I'm not going to chalk it up to just an easy win.
I'm getting tired of the losing. It's time for them to win.
Yep.
You know what? I expect them to win, and I think they will win.
Buy or sell?
Got a bit of an attitude today, Bill. There's just
not
some things that are really in my craw. Just want to get it out of my system. Last one for you. Heard this yesterday on the Big Show in Milwaukee on The Fan, which you can hear coming up at 2 o'clock if you're listening here in Milwaukee. They post this on the air, and I think this might be one of their topics today. But chew on this one. Buy or sell. A Mike McCarthy-led Cleveland Browns team would make the playoffs before Aaron Rodgers and a new head coach taking the Packers to the Super Bowl.
To the Super Bowl.
Super Bowl.
Mike McCarthy-led Browns team would make the playoffs before
Aaron Rodgers and a new head coach taking the Packers to the Super Bowl.
That's hard. Boy, that's hard for me. No, I'll sell on that. Here's the reason why. Because it's a quarterback-driven league. You still have what's considered to be the best quarterback in football. So as long as you have that, you're always going to have a shot at winning. What you have to do in Cleveland is figure out what your identity is, because you know you got a pretty solid defense. But what you don't have is a really solid offense. Can Mike McCarthy make that better? Yes. But is he going to make it better in a season enough to turn it around and make and put them into the postseason? I would doubt that. So as hard as it is for me to say, because I mean, that's almost a flip them for me. But no, I would say as long as you have Aaron Rodgers, you got a shot. You got a shot at going deep. But the bottom line is this. If Mike McCarthy should get fired this year and go to Cleveland, can he make that an 8-8 team in a year? Probably not. Maybe 5-6 wins. The Packers could win it next year just by picking up a couple of pieces in the offseason with Aaron Rodgers. So that would be my rationale for this, but they would not. The Browns would not be far away. They would not be far away. They got a really good defense if you're not paying attention. They just don't have any offensive support right now, and this is where the Mike McCarthy quarterback school would come in handy for Baker Mayfield. Now, the question is, how much talent does Baker Mayfield have? Because guys that have come through the, quote, Mike McCarthy quarterback school, who else has developed?
But let's be honest here. Mike McCarthy would be working with a guy who was the number one overall draft pick.
Right.
He's never, outside
but
of...
But they've had a lot of number one overall draft picks there.
In Green Bay?
No. I'm talking about in Cleveland.
Right. But what I'm talking about is Mike McCarthy is going to have the best possible quarterback prospect at his disposal, unlike past quarterbacks that he's worked with that have been drafted in all these lower-end rounds. Mike McCarthy, I mean, outside of Aaron Rodgers, who was a first-round selection, what other quarterback have the Packers drafted in the first round that Mike McCarthy's had a chance to work with and develop?
Mm-hmm. No, I get it.
That's the difference.
But how many that he has worked with has he developed?
Well, I agree, you know, I mean, but he hasn't had the prospect.
How many have gotten dramatically better? You know what I mean?
Well, I mean, Matt Flynn, to some extent.
To some extent.
Before he went off to Seattle and then everything fell apart, but when he was under McCarthy, it was all right. And then even when Flynn came back, I mean, he was okay when Rodgers was hurt.
Yeah, he was okay. He wasn't wonderful by any stretch.
But, yeah, some of these other guys, sure. I mean, it's... I mean, you could say Vince Young, but Vince Young was already into his career a few years. I mean, he's never had a top-end, outside of Aaron Rodgers, a top-end quarterback prospect that he has had the chance to work with.
Right. I still think that you would have a better shot at getting to a Super Bowl with Aaron Rodgers than you would be trying to develop young quarterbacking talent and get that team to above 8-8 and get them into the postseason in a short period of time. Now, 2 years maybe, but I would say that Aaron Rodgers could get to a Super Bowl in a year if you just give him a couple of decent pieces that are either going to be defensive or offensive driven, especially if you give him a good offensive line. So, there you go. That is it. That is buy or sell. Stay tuned. When we come back, we'll talk more about this Green Bay Packers offense, give you a few stats to think about. Also coming up, don't forget, we have got Mike McCarthy. He went to the podium a little bit earlier today. We are going to hear that coming up as well. More of the Bill Michael Show after this.
Station strong, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michaels Show on the air. We're glad you're on board today. This portion of the program brought to you by our friends at Quick Trip. Don't forget, right now, you have, well, till the end of the weekend, as a matter of fact, stop in and get your rewards card, okay? And the reason being is, right now through the through Sunday, November 11th, you can go in and buy yourself some Johnsonville brats, or the better with cheddar brats. You can pick up some brew. You can pick up some of those Quickery buns. And in doing so, you're going to earn 40 cents off per gallon of fuel. I'm not kidding. 40 cents off per gallon of fuel. That is if you go in and buy the Johnsonville brats or the better with cheddar brats. You've got some 12 packs you can purchase, also the Quickery buns. But you got to go in. Just go into the store and check it out. If you don't have a rewards card yet, it's easy. You can sign up online by going to quicktrip.com. That's Quicktrip with a K. Or just stop in, grab the card, swipe and go. But it's a terrific way to earn some better gas. I'll tell you that right now. 855-830-8648. 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout as kind of sitting here talking some Packers football and getting ready in you know, for this game against the Miami Dolphins. Miami coming into this game trying to find themselves a win, and they just haven't been able to kind of get on the board lately. They've just they've been struggling. The Packers have been struggling. Something's got to give in this one. Something's got to give in this one. And whether or not the Packers can finally start punching the ball in the end zone, we will wait and see. But when you start talking about some of the problems, we went through it a little bit earlier when we were reading some of the comments out of The Athletic. I mean, it's third down conversions have been poor. I mean, some of the things that they have run in the past that have worked still work, but it seems like the quarterback's a little bit slow on the trigger. Now, part of that is due, in fact, to Aaron Rodgers looking at his guys and his guys not being in the right place at the right time all the time. Some of it's a trust issue. You can blame some of it on Aaron Rodgers, but some of it, in essence, is indeed a trust issue. So, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say that, oh, my God, Aaron Rodgers is just playing poorly right now. No, he's not playing great. He knows that. He's missed some throws. There's nothing new here, nothing to see here. But for this team to be great, he almost has to be great in that sense. He has to be almost perfect in that sense. So, yeah, they need better quarterback play. But it's not all at the feet of Aaron Rodgers. And as we talked before with Rich Gannon, it's not necessarily all on play calling either when you're talking about the trustability factor of some of the guys that they have on this team. And Mike McCarthy has had guys where they have put him in play and they just haven't executed properly. The offensive line isn't far from blame. I mean, Bakhtiari's had some misses. We went through all this earlier. Bakhtiari's had some misses. Other guys have had misses. They're running right up the gut. If you heard, going back to the comments by Bill Belichick, if you haven't heard them already, Bill Belichick basically saying, you know, pressure them up the gut. You're running in that A-gap. That A-gap has been problematic for the Packers. So as much as you want to say that, you know, well, they're bringing some pressure and Aaron Rodgers this and Aaron Rodgers that, they're also getting to him and they're pressuring him up the gut. That A-gap has been problematic because they're coming after the guards. So there's a lot of it's not just one thing that you can point to and go, ah, you know what, things just aren't that good in Green Bay. It's not one thing. I think it's numerous things. But, you know, ultimately the quarterback is the one that takes a lot of the credit for the wins, so obviously he's going to take a lot of credit for losses. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. If you want to chime in, feel free to do so. 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. We want to hear from you. So if you're going to start talking about blame and all that kind of stuff, where is that lying right now? What are you thinking? 855-830-8648. We got into this a little bit yesterday. I wanted to get into it a little bit further today, as I think it's poignant, but I think there's way too many people willing to point a finger at only one person in all of this and say, hey, this isn't good. 855-830-8648. This one's from Mark, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox. Heard you give the statistics earlier. What has been the problem on third down? Is it as easy as pointing at Aaron Rodgers? I don't think so. But what do you think is going to get this offense moving on third down, specifically in the red zone? That's a great question. If I knew specifics, I'd obviously be a genius. But when you talk about third down for the Green Bay Packers, and we're talking now in the red zone, okay, that I don't know what's going to take the pressure off of this team that they're going to suddenly start playing better football. Honestly, if I had to guess, if I had to sit here today and say this is what I believe, I think part of it is they're playing young guys and it's going to come with time. I know that's not what people want to hear because people want to hear something right here, right now. This is going to be what saves the Green Bay Packers. But I don't think it's that simple. I really don't. I don't think it's that simple. I think it's just going to be them getting on the same page in time. Because that's been the problem. I mean, you go back to that Athletic article. It's been Aaron Rodgers rolling out, not looking in time, guys not in the right place at the right time, in time. That's been some of the problem. That, I mean, it's as simple as that. Let me say this. they've had some pretty stupid penalties, too. Let's be honest. They've had some pretty stupid penalties. They've committed some egregious errors. So if you can cut down on your penalties and cut down on some of the problematic things, you're going to be much better off as well. But when you're starting down and distance-wise behind the eight ball, you know, come on. 855-830-8648, 855-830-8648. Give us a shout. I want to hear from you, 855-830-8648. Want to know what your thoughts are. And we'll get into this a little bit more coming up a little bit later on. Mike McCarthy as well spoke to the media today. And I'm not going to say got saucy, but dropped a profanity today, which is not usually what Mike does. You can tell there's a little bit of frustration there. But we want to hear from the head coach when we come back. Mike McCarthy speaking to the media coming up here in just a few. Stay tuned. More of the Bill Michael Show coming up right after this.
Everywhere in Wisconsin, the Bill Michael Sports Talk Network.
Welcome back, Bill Michael Show. We are here. We're having a good time today. Hopefully you are as well as we get you through this Wednesday, efforting towards the weekend. Don't forget tomorrow night, going to be back out. The Bill Michaels Huddle on the road. Bullwinkles in Brookfield. Hope to see you there 6 to 8 tomorrow night. That is going to be the Bill Michaels Huddle brought to you by Bud Light. Chuck Freeman from Sports Radio 105.7 FM, The Fan, going to be our guest out there tomorrow night along with the Bud Light Street team. Really looking forward to it. Mike McCarthy. It's getting back at it, but it's a saucy time in Green Bay. Take a listen.
This segment of the Bill Michaels Show is brought to you by Concordia Veterans Services Department, dedicated to preparing veterans to make an impact within their next mission through education. See them at cuw.edu/veterans. Now, let's hear from the coach.
There you go. That's Mike McCarthy a little bit earlier today, and he kind of taking some of the heat off of Bill Belichick, as if nothing to see here. Look, we say things on the sideline that the mics will catch us saying. I did like that. Now, you know, the address was, you know, hey, they're coming after your guards. And he said, well, we're going after their guards, too. He didn't address the fact that that has been an area of concern, I guess, on the offensive line at times this season. But, you know, feeling pretty confident about a win this weekend. And then obviously changing up the schedule by leaving early for Seattle next week, because obviously that's a Thursday night game, not a weekend game. That's a Thursday night game. They have a quick turnaround on that, going to head out to Seattle on Tuesday and begin practicing there. So it's a little bit of a different thing for the Green Bay Packers. But, you know, I mean, I'll say this. Mike sounds more comfortable in his skin today than he did coming out of that game on Sunday night. Sounds more comfortable, more assured. I don't know what that means. I don't know whether to read anything into it or not, but I just sounding a little bit more comfortable than what we saw, or what we heard, at least, more so than anything, what we heard from him coming out of that game on Sunday night.
I'm impressed, Bill. I'm impressed.
Thank you very much. Always trying to be observant. That's what we do here. Stay tuned. Final segment, Bill Michaels Show, coming up next.
Wisconsin-wide, the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
Michael Show is on the air, and I want to remind you about our friends at Van Horn Automotive, and went out there, picked up the Dodge Ram 1500. They have the 90-day test drive out there, 90-day test drive at Van Horn Automotive. And at Van Horn, basically it's this. Now, they have locations, first and foremost, Plymouth, Stoughton, Manitowoc, all over. So if you're looking for something in the new vehicle range, go to vanhornauto.com. And basically, it's exactly the way it sounds. You can get the vehicle, take it for 90 days. If you don't like it, take it back. No further obligation. Not a problem. If you like it, you can get up to $2,000 off. It's that simple. That's the way they do it, whether it's a Dodge Charger, Jeep Grand Cherokee, the Dodge 1500 Ram, which is what I have. If you're looking for the Caravan, maybe something else, go see what qualifies for the 90-day test drive simply by going to vanhornauto.com. That is vanhornauto.com, and I have said all along that Dodge Ram 1500, that's like a luxury car wrapped in a truck. And I'm throwing everything from whiskey barrels in the back of it and boxes and stuff that we've been moving and unpacking at the new house, everything. I mean, loads of firewood have been in the back of that thing. I mean, all kinds of stuff, and it's great, but yet it's still got the great ride and inside tranquility and great stereo system and such that you want out of a luxury car. So I've been real happy with it. So the 90-day test drive only at Van Horn Auto. Go to VanHornAuto.com. That's VanHornAuto.com. So coming up tomorrow on the program, I got another good one lined up for you. Obviously, we got some fantasy football tomorrow. Going to get you ready for the game between the Bucks and the Warriors tomorrow. Bucks and the Warriors. You've got Steve Jones, voice of the Penn State Nittany Lions, going to be joining us tomorrow. I mentioned Paul Charchian. And Paul Charchian from fanball.com and leaguesafe.com, talking a lot of fantasy tomorrow. Jeff DeForest, he's going to talk some Dolphins with us and give us a lowdown as to the Miami Dolphins and that team incoming. So if you want to chat about that and listen about that, you can as well. A lot of Twitter stuff to get to that we have not, kind of gotten to a lot of it today. But this one's from David, says he deserves a lot of criticism. Highest paid quarterback in the league. Self-professed football god. Make it happen, Aaron. It's time. This is from Fletch. 48 years being a Packer fan. It's been a long time since I've seen a team like this. This one that simply has no life in them, look discombobulated, and a coach that sounds like it's the end of the line. This last half of the season could go off the rails in an ugly, ugly way. This is from Frank, who said, if the A-gap pass rush is such an issue and it is a G play that is terrible, why isn't the head coach the quarterback keeping a back in more often? Because they both want everybody out in the pattern, can't adjust from the days of having a top three offensive line. It's not all the time. It's not all the time, but you do keep a full, or not a fullback, but you do keep a running back in. They've used Mercedes Lewis at times in the backfield. You keep two tight ends in. We've seen two tight end sets before where everybody's crashing down and clogging the gaps because of it. So that's what you do. So they do keep guys in. By the way, Benny says Brian Brohm was a second round quarterback under Mike McCarthy. He didn't really pan out, didn't turn into anything. And that you're right. This one's from I Am Ninja 27, who tweets us at Bill_Michael, says, the big issue is that they didn't blow these last couple of games due to fumbles and trick plays. The issue is losing those games early that they should have won. And when you look at the game against Minnesota, then obviously the missed kicks, field goals, and PAT that they missed against the Detroit Lions, it certainly changes their season if they hit those. You are 100% correct, because then suddenly we're talking about a team that's just had a couple of stumbling blocks versus a team that's on the brink. You know what I mean? This is Ian, who writes in the Wendy's email inbox, how can you say Mike McCarthy sounds any better today? He sounds the same each and every day, like he's stumbling over his words and doesn't know what he wants to say. No, today he sounds better. Today, I mean, that game on Sunday night, he sounded like a guy that was dejected, rightfully so. But just sounded, I don't want to say deer in the headlight, but for lack of a better term, maybe I could use that. Today sounded back to his normal self. Now, he's not going to give you much. That's why he said we'll talk about that when it comes around, after we get the win this weekend. But he just, to the ear test, he sounds different. He sounds back to the normal Mike McCarthy self. Brian writes in the Wendy's email inbox, do you think that Aaron Rodgers is going to take it upon himself to just start calling his own plays because the rift between him and McCarthy is too big? See, how do I explain this? I don't know if there's a rift. I don't know if it's just two different philosophies that coexist. I don't know if they're both on the same page. I don't know where Joe Philbin is in all of this. I don't know. And I don't think anybody does if you're not inside the walls of 1265. The only thing we have to go by is the eyeball test. And is there anything right now to tell you that Rodgers is, quote, sabotaging the year to get rid of McCarthy? No. We know he wants to win. His goal is to win. His goal is to not only win, but he wants to win because he wants to get another ring on his finger. That will separate him from Brett Favre as the greatest Packer in history. Now, when it comes to championships, that's going to be owned by Bart Starr. But that's where he's at. He's not looking to run McCarthy out of town. He's looking to maybe get a little more control or do things a little bit more his way, but I don't think he's looking to tank a season. And some of you that are going there, I think you're wrong. I would be shocked, and there's not many things that shock me. I'd be shocked if Aaron Rodgers is doing everything he can to tank a season so they can get rid of Mike McCarthy. I just am. I couldn't believe that. If you think that, well, I guess it's a grassy knoll conspiracy, but I can't imagine that. There's too much legacy at stake here. Too much legacy at stake. Coming up tomorrow, we're going to talk some fantasy, going to talk some Dolphins, going to talk some line betting across the board for the games that are on the docket. Also get you ready for Bucks and Warriors. There's a lot going on, so come back again tomorrow. Time for us to go. Have a going. See you.
Listening to the Bill Michaels Sports Talk Network.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.